School Championships in Hot Springs is presented by First Security Bank. First Security, only in Arkansas.
They was just more physical on the rebound, and we didn't have a lot of bodies in there. I think they was getting like five guys in, and we had three going for the boards, and so two. So, you know, that's how you win the game. The game is won in the paint. And obviously when you negative, they have 40 and we have 24, I mean, you should lose. So that's been our weakness, and, you know, we've been getting by with it, but it caught up with us today.
Cody Clark, one of those seniors, disappointed certainly after the loss yesterday for Arkansas. We'll talk a little more about what's going on here in New Orleans with the Sun Belt Tournament. All four Arkansas teams still alive. One leaves today for sure because ASU and UALR's men facing off here at Lakefront Arena. Wally Hall joining us by phone. Pat Bradley down in Atlanta. We're going to take a couple of calls. I had a comment here, guys, too. I thought it was interesting. This is from Bob Holt's column today. Arkansas, you know, talking about their postseason. Here, Coach Anderson quoted saying, "We're in the hunt for something. I don't know what." He says, "Yeah, I think we're all in that boat." And then, speaking of the seniors, this is from Mardrakus Wade. "It's just tough being here for 4 years and never made it through the first game. It's just really heartbreaking. It is incredible when you consider that this is 6 years in a row now that Arkansas has lost in the first round of the conference tournament, not the NCAA tournament, but the conference tournament. It's hard to imagine."
It's sad. It is, because of like what Mardrakus said. And I mean, anything you want as a coach and then as an administrator, what you want, and as a former player, I look at it as I want these kids to experience. I've never won a national championship, but I've won some games in the tournament and gotten deep. And it was such an incredible experience I'll never forget. And it pains me. That's how I felt bad for Rodney Clark, my guy. It pains me that these kids never got to experience that level as a team.
Wally, I want to ask you, here's a question. Pat, you feel free to chime in, too. Interesting question on Keithley Service Committee Live Fan Feedback. KR in Little Rock says, "If Tennessee and Missouri both lose today, does the SEC only get two teams in the NCAA? Is that a real possibility?"
I think it's a possibility, but I think there's a faint heartbeat left for the Razorbacks. They've got to have everything fall in place for them, guys. They've got to have South Carolina beat Tennessee. They've got to have Kentucky and Florida play in the championship, and Kentucky has to beat Florida. Arkansas dropped to 73 in the RPI. They can improve that RPI. I don't know how much, but every time Kentucky wins, Arkansas is going to move back up a little bit because they swept Kentucky. So there's a faint heartbeat. Like I said earlier, on Arkansas's website, it says next game, Dayton, Ohio, time to be announced.
I got to be honest. Wally, I think there's a higher likelihood that I'll grow to 6'2" before I come back from New Orleans. But
hey, Wally, I like to ask you something about that, because every time I've read an article and watched it on TV when people are talking about getting into the tournament, the sweep of Kentucky seems to be so overwhelmingly impressive by these people that follow the selection of the tournament that we're not maybe paying enough attention to really how impressive that is.
That's true, Pat, but that loss yesterday is why the heartbeat's only faint. If I was having to put odds on it, if I was a Vegas odds maker, I'd say it's about 3,000 to 1 that Arkansas is going to make it, but
that's about right.
We won't know till Sunday night. And now, if Tennessee wins today, beats South Carolina, Kentucky wins, then those are the three teams with Florida. They're going to the tournament, and they're not going to get a fourth team unless somebody sweeps it. And I think that's just going to be really hard to do.
This is from Lennon Sherwood. "Guys, in the first two games yesterday, A&M versus Missouri, Arkansas versus South Carolina, there was a total of 148 free throw attempts. I guess there were four teams that didn't adjust to the way the officials were calling it. Or could it be the officials didn't adjust to let the teams play some basketball?" It's not the thing about yesterday that I hate. It's just not good basketball. It's not fun to watch. There's no flow. It makes for a hideous game. And I don't know what got into the officials that they called it so tight, but it was really disappointing.
Somebody gave me a stat. Yeah. Wally, I don't know if you can recollect this, but there was a statistic. I was sitting next to Sully, and he read it somewhere where, I don't know if it was the officiating crew combined or one of the or two of the officials had previously done Razorback games, and you know the average number of fouls called was like, you know, up in the high 40s or something crazy like that, or 50s even, I think, something like that.
Did you guys get that as part of your scouting report, Pat, when you guys were talking about a matchup?
No, we didn't. And we knew, though, we could get away with a lot. It was something you knew. Like, you knew early on when we played at home, you could get away with a lot of hand checking. You knew sometimes on the road early on if you could or you couldn't. And in the SEC tournament, it was something you knew. By halftime, you knew. You know, what can I get away with here? And I was, you know me, I was trying to get away with everything. I'm always hitting guys, growing shots, everything you can imagine. So I knew early on I would test the ref to see what I could get away with.
Sure. And you still do that in life now?
Yes, of course I do.
You know, ironically, guys, the SEC tournament used to have the reputation of letting them play to get them ready for the NCAA tournament. We saw none of that yesterday. We've seen none of that through this season. The reason I'm not upset with the officiating yesterday, it was consistent with the whole year. They call everything in the SEC now. And when you're a physical team that's going to play defense like Arkansas, on some games, you're going to get nailed a lot.
Here's another note on, this was something that stood out as well. Kev says on Keithley Service Company Live fan feedback, Snowbirds hurt the Razorbacks as well. They couldn't get the big knockout run together because Carolina kept scoring easy baskets to answer the Hogs' big plays. That's something I haven't seen much of this year at all. That was the fact they didn't get back on defense a couple of times hurt them.
And they did a couple of times what Arkansas has been known for, which is we would score on one end, and they'd come back quick out of bounds and get a layup on the other end. And that's a killer right there because there's nothing worse than you scoring and the team coming back and scoring like under 5 seconds on your end.
That's not fun. Let me get we got a couple of calls here, and we'll have to take a break. We went a little long in that first segment, so let's get Bobby from Arkadelphia in. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Who were y'all talking to earlier? Was that Clint McDaniel?
Yes, sir.
Is he still on there?
No, he's on
back
the stage
later on
right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Hey, Pat, you remember on your old show, me and you talked about that same thing, kind of what Clint was saying. You know, you could see in the first few games that the Harrison twins wasn't what they were supposed to be, and Alex Portress is still one of the most overrated kids in basketball. He has all the talent, but he just doesn't have the want to. The other thing I had, it has nothing to really do with Razorbacks because I'm just going to let it marinate, man. I mean, because I'm tired of talking about it. But, hey, Pat, what do you think about Auburn? I mean, they've tried everyone in the world to try to coach and win there. It's amazing to me that no one in the SEC has tried to go get a Boeheim disciple and really bring that tough physical 2-3 zone to the SEC, to a conference that is not known for shooters. The SEC does not have shooters. They have great athletes, but they're not guys that can shoot the basketball. I think if you got a guy like that in the league, I think a guy like that could win a bunch of games. That's really all I got, guys. I just wanted to let you guys comment on that. Appreciate it.
Bobby, thank you. Yeah, there are a few teams in the SEC when teams don't play zone against them. I wonder what the heck the coaches are thinking.
Well, Jess, I know you talked to a former Auburn player down there. And listen, Auburn's a tough job for basketball. There's no question about it. Maybe even some would say consistently for football as well. Do I think a system like Boeheim's 2-3? Listen, I don't care if it's the SEC, the ACC, or the Big East, or the Big West. If you can get the guys that Boeheim's bringing in, you can win in any conference, and you can play just about any style. So I go back to what Clint McDaniel just said about Calipari and his guys and his style. It's about his guys, let's be honest. And let's throw away styles. If you're a coach who can bring in talent, you can win. If you're a coach who can bring in good players and coach them up, you're going to be able to win, regardless of conference style. That's just how I see it.
Pat, Melvin Harrelson is on the staff. He played 3 years at Auburn, graduated in 89, just like you are in the situation you went through with Arkansas in the downtime. I mean, he's frustrated and upset, and you know, he's like, I said, do you think you were going to win at Auburn now? He's like, heck yeah, you could win at Auburn. I'm like, okay, all right, buddy. No offense, just saying.
Here's something to remember about Auburn, guys. Yeah. Auburn's an hour and a half from Atlanta. Atlanta is a hotbed for basketball, but most of it's tied in through AAU. If you can find the right guy to get in with the AAU coaches, Auburn can be a very competitive basketball program. The problem they've had is, like with Barbie, not only did he not get in with the summer programs, he had a visit, in-home visit, with one of the top recruits in Atlanta last year. He was an hour and a half late getting there because they stopped to eat on the way. The recruit's mother had cooked him dinner.
Who's this
well,
guy?
Needless, I can't say the kid's name, but
who's the coach? Barbie.
Barbie. Yeah. You can't treat kids like that. I don't know. But Auburn's an hour and a half from Atlanta. You ought to be able to recruit.
You should, and you're right about Atlanta. But you know, obviously, you got Georgia Tech, you got Georgia, you got what's Florida, what's Gainesville from Atlanta?
Gainesville's a million miles from anywhere.
My deal is the way you get in with some of these AAU coaches, maybe a little bit questionable. But you're right; if you can get in with them, you're good. Auburn needs to do those questionable things, and Mississippi State needs to do those questionable things.
Let's get Scott in here real quick. We got to take a timeout. Go ahead, Scott. Welcome to the
zone. Hey, guys, I went and saw Anton Beard Monday against Bentonville, and he had a great game. But my question is he going to be able to get his three-point shot off consistently in the SEC?
I don't know if I need him to shoot. I need him to – thanks for the call. I need him to do what Clint did, which is take a backseat in the scoring department and help facilitate.
Yeah, which I think he can be great at. Open shots. I mean, he's going to get open shots, you'd hope, at some point.
Yeah. We will talk high school a little bit later. The championships are going on this week, and it's all part of First Security Tourney Week. We are here in New Orleans. Pat is unfortunately, Wally.